We're doing the Seder Kabbalah. We're up to the 9th chapter. And we had finished discussing the order of Jewish history and the Masoret from Moshe Rabbeinu all the way to the end of the Talmud, the end of Ravina and Ravashi. V'achem etchil zman Rabbanan Savorai. And afterwards begins the period that we collectively know as the Rabbanan Savorai. Nishnemu az min ha-shanim da'al da'alfim reshnun tetshaniah. And then the year was 4,259. So how many years ago is that? That's about 1,500 years ago. Vehem ayu, yeah, a little less than that. Vehem ayu, a little more than that. Vehem ayu achar Ravina v'Ravashi. The Rabban Savarai were after Ravina and Ravashi, and their names were, according to the Meiri. Now, you understand what's going on here? The names that he's telling us now are Rabbanan Savorai. So, when we encounter them in the Talmud, that tells us one of two things. Either they were also contemporaries of Ravina and Ravashi and they were incorporated in the Talmud, or in their editing, they stuck their names in. Mar Baravashi, and he is also known as Rav Tevyumi, just like Rebbe had another name, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, and he was known as Rebbe. So to Mar Baravashi, the master, the son of Ravashi, his real name was Rav Tevyumi, who shows up in the Gemara in Baba Masra. Rav Idi Baravin also shows up throughout the Shas. Rav Atosfa, Rav Mesharshia shows up. Rav from Bar Papa, Rav Sama, Rav Eina, Rav Geviha, Mibei Katil.
I have Rav Sama.
You have who?
Rav Chama instead of Rav Sama.
You have Rav Chama instead of Rav Sama. Okay. Veze hador haya memutza bein ha'amoreim uven Rabbanan Savorai. He says this generation was the scene, the generation between the Amoraim and the Rabbanan Savorai. Some of them are sometimes called wise men of the Talmud, and some of them are called Rabbanan Savorai, even though they were of the same generation. You want to figure out who a rabbi is in the Talmud? Just figure it out from the context, or from the other rabbi that's quoted with him to plot him on the graph of Jewish history. And then he could join him with the generation that he seems to fit with. So he says this generation that he's mentioning now is that generation that was the scene. They were in the Talmud, they were also Rabban and Savarai, that generation. And Rav Achai was the conclusion of the rabbis of the Talmud and the beginning of Rabbanan Savorai. It's interesting because we have She'iltos of Rav Achai Gaon, and Tosfos in a few places brings a machlokes. Was he from the Rabbanan Savorai? Was he from the Gaonim? Or is he the Rav Achai we encounter in the Talmud? Umehem, and here it's interesting, is this Umehem, is it part of the previous sentence or the next sentence? Does it mean Rosh L'Rabbanan Savorai Umehem, and he was one of them? Or does it mean he was head of the Rabbanan Savorai Umehem, and among those Rabbanan Savorai were, and that's the way it would seem, that's the way they punctuated here, but who knows?
I mean, the next sentence would just start with listing names then.
Okay, I hear. So you're right, you're saying it makes more sense to say like that. Rabba Yosei, Rabbi Acha Barhuna, Rav Shmuel Barabba, Rabba de Minumtza, Rav Chama Ravena, Rav Hanan, Rav Mari, Rav Chinena, Mar Bava, Marhuna, Rav Sheisha, Rav Shishna, Rav Dusai. There are many other rabbis in that generation too. Derech Klal, Chamisha Dorot Ayu. The Rabbanan Savorai were five generations. V'emshech imehem kufpe vav shana. These five generations spanned 186 years. V'acharon shebehem, and the last of the Rabbanan Savorai was Hayah Rav Sheshna. Mimutza ben Zman Rabbanan Tzavuai lezman Gonim. He was that seam. He was the connecting generation between the Rabban Tzavuai and the Gaonim period. So the Gaonic period begins in 4451. How many years ago is that? 1,300 approximately. Okay, so we're talking about, according to the Meiri, the Gaonic period begins approximately 700 in the Common Era. Ve'az bitel kvod yeshivat ha-Talmud. The Ta'avor Harina. And then the honor of the yeshiva of the Talmud was annulled and weeping swept. That throughout the period of the Rabban and Savaroi, the Rosh Yeshiva was treated like king. And the Rosh Yeshiva would teach the whole Talmud by heart. You didn't have a class in Talmud in the text. Because in those five generations, the Gemara was not yet spread. Not everyone had a copy. They were still learning all the Babylonian Talmud by heart. Gaon was unique. I don't know if he says this, but others say this, that Gaon is gematria of the number of Masechtot that there are. In order to become a Gaon, you had to be tested on the whole Talmud by heart. You had to say it verbatim, from Brachos to the end of Nidah, by heart. That was just part. That was like in order to enter the contest. Now we see that the previous generations, everyone was learning by heart. They didn't have copies of the Talmud in class by the Rabbanan Savarai. And Bezrat Shem, next week we'll pick up with Kufat HaGaonim, the Gaonic period.